That was The Fifth Dimension, One Less Bell to Answer from 1970. Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and today we have in the studio Anthony Peebles, a local professional
museum.
I said I was going to say it, and then I did it.
Yeah.
Musician. He is not a museum, you guys. But you were a guest on Radio Cosmos Live for season 2.
Yeah.
Anthony, first off, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I got Chick-fil-A, and so that's always a great start to the day.
Priorities.
Yeah.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's next level. Right? It was a big line, so I just barely scraped in time for the show.
Yeah.
But it was great.
It's nice that they have some kind of all over the town, because then it's like, okay, if I'm closer to this one, I can just go to this one.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I wish that their lobby was open. So shout out Chick-fil-A. Open up your lobby.
Right. So you were on Radio Cosmos Live. Season 2, episode 4 is going to be airing tomorrow night at 9 p.m. It's going to be on Comcast Cable Channel 6 and GCSCTV.com. How was your time on Radio Cosmos Live with Mike Thompson?
Hey, it was great. I think I've never been in that studio before.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool layout. It was fun. I think Mike had some good questions and brought some stuff to the table that I didn't really. Sometimes you do an interview and you've already been asked all the questions.
Yeah.
And so you're like, it's kind of, you know, not boring, but you're like, okay, I kind of have all this laid out in my mind. But he was kind of insightful, I think, because he's a musician. Mm-hmm. And so it was some different questions that I kind of really enjoyed the interview. And then we sat in the actual studio within the recording room and played some songs, and we talked about the songs and stuff. And it was good. It's really well done. So, I mean, I would watch it.
Yeah. we describe Mike as rock and roll radio lunacy. That's the description for his show.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that.
So tell me about, describe to me the type of music you create usually.
Yeah. It's like folk music. It's influenced. So first it was influenced by, the Beatles, and like Bob Dylan really, really heavily, when I first started writing. And then, I came across, a band called the Fleet Foxes and, another band called Iron and Wine, that kind of, bled into my sound. And then, you know, more recently I got into people like, Doc Watson and Billy Strings, some of these bluegrass guys. And so it's kind of got this weird, like hybrid combination of influence. But typically what I put out tends to have somewhat of like a folk or Americana edge to it.
And you also said you will write stuff and do music for TV shows as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I write with a publishing company called First Note. And I have two songs placed with through them. One's on Grey's Anatomy, one's on a show called Council of Dads on NBC. And fortunately, those two songs were actually songs I wrote. They were on my album. And so I didn't write those songs specifically for the shows. They were just, they liked the songs, so they used them. But a lot of times what you'll do is you'll go into a room and you'll get something called a brief. And it's basically saying, like, you know, we need this certain style. And a lot of times they'll give you musical references, like, you know, it sounds like Post Malone or sounds like Creedence Clearwater or whatever. So you kind of write in like a certain style, and then they want to get like, they want certain content, want certain feels. So you'll write according to these briefs for different TV shows. Yeah. Sometimes they take them, sometimes they don't. So, but that's always an interesting write, because you're not writing, you know, when you're songwriting, you're usually digging in your own self to find something worthwhile to say. And a lot of times, it's writing for these sorts of things is just like, it's almost like it's kind of like a roadmap laid out for you. It's like, we need this. And you just kind of musically create around a template, which is really different, but it's fun in its own way.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that can be very restricting for an artist. Definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure. But I don't know. I think it's a rise to the challenge sort of thing for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have a song your song, you said you just wrote it, called No Other Way.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song.
Yeah, I wrote this song, I don't know, I guess it was a few months ago. And I wrote it with a friend. Her name's Lauren Spring. She's with a band called The Crickets over in Port St. Joe. Great friend. And I don't know, we just both sat down to write this song. And a lot of times you'll sit down to write a song and you'll have this discussion of, how are you doing? How's life? What's going on? Because in a co-write, you know, you tend to find what you're going to write about in your discussion of life. And so this song, we just were like talking about, like, I think we were both going through some strange turmoil of some sort. And so this is just like a song about sometimes life is weird and you'll get through it.
Yeah. So, well, whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
This is going to be Anthony Peebles with No Other Way.
Time is just a warden with a key. I know he holds a cell for me. I've been the last man on the road, trying to buy my way back home. There's no other way that I could be. Always right in front of me. I've been treading water. I've been on the border, baby. There's no other way that I can be. I try to run like a blind stampede, but I kick up dust till I can't see. Never found the straight and narrow way. I'm running still today. There's no other way that I could be. Always right in front of me. I've been treading water. I've been on the border, baby. There's no other way that I can be. There's no other way that I can be. Always right in front of me. I've been treading water. I've been on the border, baby. There's no other way that I can be.
That was Anthony Peebles with No Other Way. I love that. That's an amazing song. That's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back to play more music from professional artist Anthony Peebles, all on The Mix.